Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Our Food Time show is on the air today, talking about what's new behind the counters at both of our ballparks. We heard about what's going on with Southside Food just a couple of minutes ago, and found out while we were on the phone about the White Sox game being postponed for today. Go up to the north side now for the big home opener, which is tomorrow, and talk with Ron Krivosik, who is the vice president and regional chef for Levy Restaurants. They operate the Wrigley Field concessions. And Ron, nice to have you with us. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
So how are things going the day before the big home opener? Is it just bustling with activity there, getting everything ready?
Yes, it is. We're moving product and getting all ready to go and getting set for the big first pitch.
So describe what the scene is like. I mean, you have to get food to different places around the ballpark. I have to think, that's part of the whole thing. But, talk about what else, all the food people are doing to getting ready today.
Yeah, we already did a lot of our mock services last week. We're actually, the deliveries, came in majority on Friday. We'll get our fresh stuff tomorrow. And as it comes in, we're just unloading, on the concourse and having folks ship it right to the stands and getting the stand stocked ready to go for tomorrow night, as well as beverage. And we always have with the weather, we're going to have a hot chocolate plan for the concourse and the upper deck as well as the outfield.
I have to think that as cold as it's going to be tomorrow, you would think that you would serve more hot chocolate than beer. But that will not be the case. Ice cold beer on an ice cold day still will be a very popular item out there, won't it?
Yeah, it is Chicago, and it just kind of goes with the territory, with all of our sports.
It's tradition. So, it's tradition. You have to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So how will it be a 24-hour operation until tomorrow, or will you guys, call it quits at some point today and then start again super early getting things ready tomorrow?
Yeah, we don't want to do a full 24 hours. We do want to get our staff a little rest and then go in early and start planning. With the construction and the remodel, it's been challenging throughout the last couple of years. But we just, come up with the plan as soon as we were able to get into the park. We just, scrub it down and get it ready to go for the home opener. So, and that's what we're doing. And, you got to stay fresh because it is going to be, regardless of the weather, it's opening day, and, it's going to be a great, great atmosphere out there.
It always is, no matter how cold, I've been out there during snowstorms, ice storms. I've been out for so yeah. many, it doesn't matter. It's open, as you say, it's opening day, it doesn't even matter.
It's great because it's opening day, and every Chicagoan knows, it's just about to turn the corner. It might be cold on opening day, but we know it could be 70 at the following weekend, so you never know.
That's right. That's what they're saying, actually, is that it's going to be pretty nice at the end of the week. How will construction impact any sort of anything with your operation at all?
Again, right now, we don't have this year, it's kind of status quo. Hopefully the what we call a triangle building where offices and kitchen operations will move to will come into play next year, and that'll be great. All of the center field was open last year for the July 4th homestand, so we've got that all going with the new concession stands and, of course, hot dogs out there.
Well, talk about that now, because that was kind of interesting. Hot dog retiring from his location on California and Roscoe, I think it was, closing his store. But he's doing all these pop-up things all over the place, including a couple of appearances last year out at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, the great thing about Doug is that he's a diehard Cubs fan. So when we were able to approach him and the Cubs were able to approach him, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, he didn't have to think twice about it. And able to feature some great great sausages along with and changing them up throughout the season. And they're his creations, and we honor the food style and what's going on. And it's, you know, by far great product, great product.
Have you heard about what some of his offerings will be this year?
Oh yeah, this year we're going to open up with two new ones. We've got a Reuben dog. I actually just tried that a couple days ago when we were tweaking up the flavor profiles. It's a corned beef sausage with sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and Louis dressing.
Hmm.
Fantastic.
Interesting.
And then, yeah, and then we have a curry dog as well. Curry with a little bit of pineapple and a little bit of crunch in there. Little different for the ballparks, but, you know, for folks that love curry, it's going to be a great seller.
Now, what is this that I hear that's called the Chicago Dog Bloody Mary?
So we're talking and we're like, okay, you know, let's try to play with you know, fun Bloody Mary, but make it Chicago style. So we actually take tomato juice and the skewer. We're doing a nice skewer. It's got onion, sport pepper, pickle, and a little bit of Vienna sausage on there. And then inside the Bloody Mary mix, There's a little squeeze of yellow mustard and a little bit of neon green relish.
Oh, that's fantastic!
And as you drink it, it's like, oh, and it is. It's so much fun, and you know, the whole thing. You know, like what we try to do as a food service company at Levy Restaurants is create fun and have food that you wouldn't expect to have it at certain areas. So, I mean, it's fun. That's just a fun little twist on a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, like a Chicago hot dog liquefied in a glass.
Yes, that's really all it is.
Yeah, I read that you rim the glass with celery salt and poppy seeds also, right?
Yeah, you have to, right? You gotta have a Chicago dog on a poppy seed bun,
right?
And the little dollop of celery salt as well. So,
if somebody asks, will you put a little ketchup in it?
No. The answer's got to be no.
Wow, you didn't even have to think about that.
No, Chicago dog.
I hear you. What else? What else? Anything else new on the menus this year?
Well, we've got some a new sponsor that came in, Gilbert's. With some unique sausages, a couple chicken sausages, as well as an all beef sausage, and those will be on some of the portable carts that we have out. And chicken sausage, one real fun one, a chicken sausage with basil, and they put like a bruschetta on top, where it's a little bit of tomato, fresh basil, and some mozzarella on top of the sausage, and then a little dollop or a little bit of balsamic syrup on top of that.
Wow.
So, yeah, just some nice, you know, different things from a sausage point of view. Because, you know, when you like the handheld, you know, everybody likes the handheld
right.
Sausages.
It's got to be that way. But I got to tell you, you're like an inch away from, like, you know, some of the hoity-toity foods there.
No.
You got balsamic, this and that, and... bruschetta. I never thought I'd be eating bruschetta at the ballpark.
Right. I mean, just taking, you know, once again, having fun with it, taking a classic sausage, a great sausage, and then just topping it off and making the difference for, you know, our guests.
Yeah.
Where they can have it topped or untopped. You know, and we also, down at Sheffield Grill, we like to run specials of the homestand. And you know, we've got a fantastic, we take a pork loin, pound it out, bread it, deep fry it, top it with caramelized onions.
Oh, wow.
And a little bit of Dijonnaise. Good hearty sandwich on a chilly night.
Chilly day. Wow. That sounds delicious. That sounds fantastic. So your biggest item, hot dogs or beer?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs is number one. Like, how many hot dogs do you think you'll sell tomorrow?
you know, up and around 10,000 throughout the park.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And what's in your top five, most popular food items?
Well, you always go hot dogs, and then, you know, our burgers down there. We also, you know, do, you know, popcorn, you know, is considered in there as well.
Right.
You know, pizza. You know, we sell a lot of pizza as well.
That's become a really popular baseball item. And again, it's easy stuff to eat with your hands.
Yeah, that's so important. You know, when people are sitting, we want to make it comfortable and be able to grab the food and watch the game and enjoy the game, get to your seat, you know, be able to have conversations, you know, with everybody as well. And, you know, when we go into the suites, for, you know, some folks in some of the clubs, you know, that's more, you know, we're able to do a little more fork and knife food,
right,
you know, before the game and after the game. So that's good.
Absolute decadence there. 10,000 hot dogs. Wow. I'm proud to say that I've contributed mightily to that figure through the years. Ron, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's funny because, you know, whenever I hit the ballpark, you know, first thing I have to try is a hot dog.
Me too.
It's just natural.
I'm an old school guy. Gotta have me my hot dogs when I'm there. Ron Krivosik, who is in charge of the Wrigley Field Concessions, the vice president, regional chef for Levy Restaurants in Chicago. Ron, thank you. Have a great day tomorrow. Thank you so much for taking time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.